Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast, episode 92 of season number 3, Crawley's 2024 off-season wish list, part 2. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to the podcast, follow on all the socials, Fly the W670 on Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email us at flythew670@gmail.com. All right, Crawley, last week we looked at which starting pitchers, closers, catchers that you wanted to sign. This week we'll look at the right fielders, first baseman, and maybe a DH that could positively impact our Cubs in 2025.
Now I'm going to go a little bit into fantasy land. All right, I'm going to go into fantasy land because, you know, I included right fielders and a little bit of DH there in case Cody Bellinger does get traded. Do I think it'll happen? No, but rather better safe than sorry. I thought I would make this list in case something happens. Number 3 on this list, Dustin, Anthony Santander. I love that guy. We saw him when the Cubs played the Orioles in Baltimore. He's a guy to me. I don't know if he's going to have the exact same year that he had last year. But to hit 40 home runs, 44 home runs, only 30 years old. Ooh boy, that's something, right? He's a switch hitter, right? He has a 476 slug. He strikes out a lot. He does play a little bit of first. Decent arm. I think Seiya Suzuki's actually a better right fielder. But I would, 44 home runs has me drooling a little bit, Dustin.
Right. I mean, again, if that's the type of guy that you're putting, if he's your fourth outfielder type, right? I mean, somebody's going to have an injury, right? Somebody's going to miss some time in the outfield.
I'm thinking if somehow this is in my imaginary fantasy land that Bellinger does get traded.
This is with a Bellinger trade. Okay.
This is with Bellinger out. Like you're not going to sign this guy because he's projected to make 5 years, $105 million. He's not a fourth outfielder at that.
He's not a fourth outfielder type. Or is the possibility like if you were to trade Nico, right? And then you move Bush to second, and then you had an opening at first. Could he play some first, maybe? Or
yeah, a little bit, but I there's other first basemen that I would rather turn to that I wouldn't want him playing first. That wouldn't be in a pinch. Yes, fine.
You want Pete Alonso? I get it.
Like a Patrick Wisdom type thing. Where you want Pete Alonso games? I'm okay.
All right.
We'll get there. Right now, you mentioned Mason Miller to the A's, and that was a tough one to leave off the list. But the A's have somebody that, to me, is interesting, and that is Brent Rooker. Brent Rooker is a guy that, because he plays for the Oakland A's, he plays for the West Coast, he plays for a crappy team, that he doesn't get a lot of buzz. But if let's say you did get rid of Bellinger, Let's say you move Saya back into right. Brent Rooker, I think, would be a DH. Dustin, how about this? 39 home runs, 112 RBIs, 927 OPS in 145 games. That do anything for you?
Yeah.
69 home runs, and he's playing for the A's.
So, and he's playing for the A's, right. Now, I mean, you know, is that because the pressure's not there, right? I mean,
I just think he's a really good ball player on a really bad team in a really bad ballpark. He's arbitration eligible, so if you get him, Dustin, you get 3 years of contractual control, so it's not going to cost you a lot of money.
Right.
But what it will cost you a lot of is prospects. This is a deal that if you're going to make this, I'm guessing at least two top 10 Cubs prospects.
Oof. Well, I you know, again, if we're talking to the A's and we're talking about prospects, I'm more Mason Miller, right?
That's where I'm going
with prospects to the Athletics.
And now, Dustin, my number one choice here, if right field is open. Sorry, I don't care what anyone
says. I don't know why that drum roll is making me laugh tonight, Crowley, but that's it. That drum roll is making me laugh.
I'm going with Juan Soto. I don't care if it's not a possibility. It should be a possibility. We are the Cubs. We have the second most revenue that is generated by any other team in baseball. Don't tell me we can't get Juan Soto. This is a guy, I know that they want to stay within a certain price range. Da, 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 da. Figure it out. How were the Dodgers able to figure out $800 million for Shohei Ohtani? This guy is as surefire Hall of Famer as you can get. You saw what happened when you passed on Ohtani. You saw what happened when you passed on Machado. You saw what happened when you passed on Bryce Harper. What can you tell me about, out of those three guys, you just saw Ohtani holding up a World Series trophy. You've seen Machado and Bryce Harper constantly in the postseason. That's what having those type of guys does. They get you to the postseason. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and play poor here. I want to see. I'm not drinking $14 beers because it's enjoyable. A $14 Bud Light. Give me Juan Soto and act like a big league club. Act like a major market club. All right. Now, sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
Take a break. A little breather.
Now, Dustin, you're asking about first baseman, second baseman. If Nico does get traded, spot opens up for a second baseman. The Cubs can move Michael Bush to second, and there are people that you could put at first, but I kind of got something that I'm kind of interested in, and I don't know if it'll work, but I it's worth a shot here. Ryan McMahon is the guy that took Chris Bryant's job for the Rockies. He's a third baseman. The Rockies did not make him available at the trade deadline, but you know, they're going nowhere fast, the Rockies. And so if you're going to trade here, right, McMahon has 3 years, $44 million left on the six-year, $70 million contract, 29 years old. He's hit 20 home runs in each of his past five full seasons. So it may take, again, it may not be, it's hard to give up those prospects when we've been hyping them up and excited about them. But Ryan McMahon isn't a prospect. He's a guy that's proven it at the major league level. You can take him at third base. And what about moving Isak Paredes to second?
That's assuming Paredes has played second.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But don't the Cubs have like a really good prospect playing third base right now? That was just like the MVP, right? I mean,
right.
If you're going to move Paredes.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have, let's put it, Crawley, at some point, okay? And again, I like the list. I do. But come on. At some point, one of these guys has to come up. We saw it last year. Okay, we saw it last year. Worked out pretty good. I think one more's got to come up. And then you could actually go out and buy some of these people that you're talking about. But it can't be musical chairs. If Shaw can play third base, then move his ass up here. I guess trade Nico Horner while he's at his lowest trade value that he's ever going to be at. And go ahead and move Paredes. I mean, you know.
I could see Shaw playing second. You know, I could see Shaw playing second. And so that those are all possibilities, Dustin. There has to be some sort of combination of trades and free agent signings. There has to be some combination.
I guess, and the other part of this list is like, okay, you know, you've done a great job. We're covering, you know, we're showing holes or possibilities at every position except shortstop. But how many of these, like two of these positions gets filled in the way that you're
potentially I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a tier system like we did last year. We had our tiers last year, and you know, you'd like a one and a three, obviously, you know, and I remember, I think Shota was a three on our list, you know, and it turned out to be a really good signing, and he played, you know, if I would have known what kind of season he had, I would have moved him up to a tier two. No. So, I mean, we have to have some sort of combination of things. And again, understand that we're working, you know, we know that Tom Ricketts doesn't want to go over the luxury tax. So, I mean, I wish they would, but I don't think that's going to happen. So that's kind of why I'm looking at that. Again, you're going to have to find some sort of mix and match combination of free agents and potentially trades. And so one guy that is a free agent that obviously has been talked about to death, the polar bear, Pete Alonso, is my number two, Dustin, my number two.
Surprise, only two. We're going to find out who number one is, I guess.
We will, along with the drum roll. But, you know, you're talking 5 years, $130 million for Pete Alonso is what is predicted. He is the one that hit that home run off of Devin Williams. I mean, just unbelievable. But he didn't have a great 2024 season. But he's a guy that has power. And every time he plays the Cubs, he kills the Cubs. You just wonder what he could do with a full season of playing at Wrigley Field. But Dustin, I think, you know, he's 30. He hit 34 home runs last season, which, again, absolutely blows away anything the Cubs did. But, a lot of strikeouts. That's what power guys do. But I would be, you know, it'd be fun to kind of see what Pete Alonso would do at Wrigley Field.
Well, I would love to see it. I mean, I'm all in on Pete Alonso. I am.
All right, now you want to know my number one here. Here we go.
I do. I want to know.
How about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in a trade with the Blue Jays?
All right.
First baseman, 25 years old. You're going to have to give up a lot. And again, he's going to be a free agent in the not-too-distant future here. But you're talking about a guy that, to me, 30 home runs, 44 RBIs, 44 doubles, 30 home runs, 103 RBIs. I wonder what he would be like, again, similar to Pete Alonso, but can you imagine him playing at Wrigley? And I think one thing, Dustin, and maybe I'm just kind of getting a little bit down just because it was kind of, we were disappointed last year. I feel like this team's lacking personality.
Oh, for sure. No
I think
doubt.
That this is kind of a dull team, and it's not.
There's a couple good guys with the media. Nico's great with the media. Ian Happ's great with the media. PCA might be the closest thing to a, you know, somebody with a pulse honestly.
Right, exactly. And I think that if you got PCA and then you have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with the hair and hitting those home runs, I think that would be an absolutely fun pick, you know, for the Cubs at first base. And then again, sign him later. But I still think his best years are yet to come. And I would love to see him play at Wrigley. I think it would be a lot of fun. And again, you know, you're talking about trying to get some home runs, trying to get more power. It will cost you eventually, but it's not going to cost you next year.
So right, now when you say prospects, Crawley, how what are we talking? Like two of the top 10?
You're going to go two top 10 probably on Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
So, and what would you be willing to do? Like one pitching, one field, type thing?
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, you got some outfielders. Will the Cubs have a good farm system? I think, like you said, you know.
At some point, you either got to, you know, use them or move them or lose them, right? Something's got to get.
Absolutely. And you're 100% right on that. And so that's kind of where I am is like, okay. And we could have this conversation a different day, but who would the untouchables be if you're talking about trading? But you can't. I talk to people and they're going to be like, well, Owen Casey and Cade Horton and this guy and this guy and this guy and Matt Shaw.
Well, everybody's going to have two, right? And nobody's going to have the same two. Everybody's going to have two guys that are like the can't miss. Now, there might be some overlap, but I bet nobody's list is exactly the same if you said, okay, two guys that can't be moved, go. I bet if you did 10 people that cover the Cubs, you'd get 10 different answers.
Yeah, unless it was
maybe Shaw or Owen Casey, like for everybody. But I think, you know, I think you'd have to. I think the other part of the way to phrase the question would be, you know, one bat, one arm.
Yeah, I mean, I think the top four is what everyone looks at: Shaw, Casey, Horton, and Ballesteros. I think that losing any one of those guys would be hard, but you would probably, if you're going to make some sort of trade, lose some combination of two out of those four.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.